This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. The U.S. Treasury Department has sanctioned 8 Russian individuals, 16 entities, and 4 aircraft in response to Russia's continued aggression in Ukraine. More from VOA's Steve Miller.
The Treasury Department also designated Russia's Wagner Group as a significant transnational criminal organization. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen said in a statement, quote, "Today's expanded sanctions on Wagner, as well as new sanctions on their associates and other companies enabling the Russian military complex, will further impede Putin's ability to arm and equip his war machine." Thursday's actions, concurrent with additional sanctions by the Department of State, targets the infrastructure that supports battlefield operations in Ukraine, including producers of Russia's weapons and those administering Russian-occupied areas of Ukraine. Steve Miller, VOA News.
Russia launched new missile attacks on several locations in Ukraine Thursday, killing 11 people and wounding 11 others, according to authorities. Ukraine's State Emergency Service said the attacks hit 11 regions across the country. 35 buildings were damaged. Moscow's forces are targeting Ukraine's energy infrastructure in an effort to demoralize Ukrainians in the middle of winter. Haitian police officers on Thursday blocked streets and forced their way into the country's main airport to protest the recent killing of officers by armed gangs who were expanding their grip on the Caribbean nation. Reuters reports that protesters first attacked Prime Minister Ariel Henry's official residence and then flooded the airport as Henry was returning from Argentina. The prime minister was temporarily trapped in the airport, but he returned to his residence in Port-au-Prince later Thursday. The protesters apparently followed him.